At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he gives you more strength, more comfort, more peace. And I pray that your situation clears up. I pray that your mental health gets better. And I just hope that you become more wise and strong in the Lord. Let the Lord see you through. Let the Lord put his hand and outstretched arm on you. Let him pour out his spirit and his love all over you. Amen. So I hope you all had a good day today, and I hope that better days come for you all. And with today's message, I'm just going to continue the prayer book and the rest of what the pages are. And it says morning service for Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So I'm just going to continue reading it and then close out and go from there. All right. So here we go. Morning service for Rosh Hashanah. Reader says, Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by the commandments and commanded us to hear the sound of the shofar. The shofar is blown. Reader inquires to open the Holy of Holies, then the ark, congregation stand. Reader inquires to return to their podiums. Anthem, I love thy church, O God. On Sabbath, add words in parentheses. Mighty prayer. Almighty God, we have come into thy sanctuary to commune with thee. Be thou our strength, our hope, our guide. Give purpose to our work, meaning to our struggle, and direction to our striving. Cause us to understand that only through human betterment, true fellowship, and deeds of kindness can we feel thy presence. May this, our Sabbath worship and day of remembrance, a day of remembrance of blowing of the shofar, in love, a holy convocation as a memorial of the departure from Egypt, bring peace to our hearts and strengthen our desire to live in peace with all our fellow men. Amen. Amen. Song, the ark is closed. Congregation, be seated. Reader and congregation, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the rivers of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. O continue thy love and kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Shema benediction. Reader, with much love hast thou loved us, O Lord our God, and with great and exceeding tenderness that hast thou pitied us, O our Father, our King, for the sake of our fathers who trusted in thee and whom thou did teach the statutes of life. Be gracious unto us and teach us also, O our Father, compassionate Father, who art merciful. Have mercy upon us and put it into our hearts to understand and to discern, to hearken, to learn and to teach, to observe, to do and to fulfill in love all the words of instruction in thy law. Enlighten our eyes in thy law, and cause our hearts to cleave to thy commandments, and unite our hearts to love and fear thy name, so that we be never put to shame, for we have trusted in thy great, holy, and awful name. Let us rejoice and be glad in thy salvation. O bring us home in peace from the four corners of the earth, and make us go upright to our land. For thou art the God who works salvation. Thou hast chosen us from all peoples and tongues, and hast brought us near into thy great name in truth and in love. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who hast chosen thy people Israel in love. Song, Shema, Reader, Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Elenehu, Eloheinu, Adonai, Akkad, Akkad, Eloheinu, Gadol, Adonaiu, Kadosh, Shema. Reader and congregation, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. One is our God, great is our Lord, holy is his name. Reader, blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Reader, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words, which I command thee this day, shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, and shalt talk to them when thou sit in thine house, and when thou walk by, and when thou layest down, and when you rise up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. And they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates. Hear, O Israel, the ark is opened, congregation stand. Song. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, the Shema. The ark is closed, congregation be seated. Responsive reading. Reader, blessed art thou, O Lord, our God and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. Great, mighty, awesome God, most high God, who bestoweth gracious favors and who possess all things, who remembers the pity of the patriarchs, and who in love will bring a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of thy name. Reader, thou art our God, congregation, in heaven and upon earth. Reader, mighty and awesome, congregation, the chiefest among 10,000. Reader, he spake and it was, congregation, he commanded and all was created. Reader, his memorial is eternal, congregation, he liveth forever. Reader, he is pure of sight, congregation, he dwells in secret. Reader, his crown is salvation, congregation, his garment is righteousness. Reader, his robe is zeal, congregation, he is girt with vengeance. Reader, his secret is rectitude, congregation, his counsel is faithfulness. Reader, his work is truth, congregation, he is righteous and just. Reader, he is nigh unto them who call upon him in truth, congregation, he is high and exalted. Reader, he abideth in the heavens, congregation, he hangeth the earth upon nothing. Reader, living and enduring, awesome and exalted, and holy is our God. Song, lift up your heads, the ark is open, congregation stand. Reader, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Amida, standing prayer, read silently. Blessed art thou, O Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and revered God, the most high God, who bestoweth loving kindness and art master of all things, who remembereth the pious deeds of the patriarchs, and in love will bring a redeemer to their children's children for thy name's sake. Remember us unto life, O King, who delightest in life, and ascribe us in the book of life for thine own sake, O living God. O King, helper, savior, and shield, blessed art thou, O Lord, the shield of Abraham. Thou art holy, and thy name is holy, and holy beings praise thee daily. Now therefore, O Lord our God, impose thine awe upon all thy works, and thy dread upon all that thou hast created, that all works may revere thee, and all creatures prostrate themselves before thee, that they may all form a single band to do thy will with a perfect heart, even as we know. O Lord our God, that dominion is thine, strength is in thy hand, and might in thy right hand, and that thy name is to be revered above all that thou hast created. And thou, O Lord, shall reign, thou alone over all thy works on Mount Zion, the dwelling place of thy glory, and in Jerusalem, thy holy city, as it is written in thy holy word. The Lord shall reign forever, thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Holy art thou, and awesome is thy name, and there is no God beside thee, as it is written. And the Lord of hosts is exalted, exalted in judgment, and the holy God is sanctified in righteousness. Thou hast given us in love, O Lord, our God, this Sabbath day, and day of remembrance, a day of blowing the shofar, a holy convocation as a memorial for the of the departure from Egypt. Blessed art thou, O Lord, the Holy King. O grant abundance, abundant peace to Israel, thy people forever. Thou art the King and Lord of peace. May we and all Israel, thy people, be remembered and inscribed before thee in the book of life for prosperity, for blessing, and for peace. Blessed art thou, O Lord, the author of peace. Amen. Amen. Reader, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee. O Lord, my stronghold and redeemer, he who make peace in high places, may he also make peace for us and for Israel, for all Israel, and say ye. Amen. The ark is closed. Congregation, be seated. Song, Scripture, Leviticus chapter 23, verses 23 through 25, followed by any of the following: Psalm 90, Psalm 91, also 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 through 36. Reader opens the ark after scripture. Congregation, stand. Song, during song, reader and choir to close the ark. Then the Holy of Holies, congregation, be seated. Sermon, song, priestly blessing. Evening service for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Reader and choirster open the Holy of Holies. Then the ark congregation stand. Reader and choirster return to their podiums. Anthem, I love thy church, O God. On Sabbath, add words in parentheses. Prayer, Almighty God, we have come into thy sanctuary to commune with thee. Be thou our strength, our hope, our guide. Give purpose to our work, meaning to our struggle, and direction to our striving. Cause us to understand that only through human betterment, true fellowship, and deeds of kindness can we feel thy presence. May this, our Sabbath worship and day of atonement, bring peace to our hearts and strengthen our desire to live in peace with all our fellow men. Amen. Song, I was glad when they said unto me, the ark is closed. Congregation, be seated. Reader and two members of the congregation, by authority of the court on high and by authority of the court on earth, with the knowledge of all thy, with all present, knowledge of the all present, and with the knowledge of this congregation, we give leave to pray with them that have transgressed. Kol Nidrei, Kol Nidrei, Kol Nidrei, all vows. Reader, all vows, bonds, devotions, promises, obligations, penalties, and oaths wherewith we have vowed, sworn, devoted, and bound ourselves from this day of atonement unto the next day of atonement, may it come unto us for good. Lo, all these, we repent us in them. They shall be absolved, released, annulled, made void, and of none effect. They shall not be binding, nor shall they have any power. Our vows shall not be vows, our bonds shall not be bonds, and our oaths shall not be oaths. Reader and congregation, and all the congregation of children of Israel shall be forgiven, and the stranger that sojourneth among them, for in respect of all the people, it was done unwittingly. O pardon the iniquities of this people, according to thy great mercy, as thou hast forgiven this people ever since they left Egypt. Reader, blessed art thou, O Lord, our God, King of the universe, who has kept us in life and has enabled us to reach this season. Call to worship. Reader, bless the Lord who is to be praised. Reader and congregation, blessed be the Lord who is blessed forever and evermore. Reader, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, O Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. How great are thy works, O Lord! Thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither do a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, O Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thy enemies, O Lord, for lo, thy enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn has thou exalted like the horn of the wild ox. I am anointed with fresh oil. Mine up against me. My eyes have seen my enemies. My ears have heard of the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow up like a cedar in Lebanon. They shall be planted in the house of the Lord. They shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and green, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Song, mourner's kaddish, mourner's prayer. Congregation, stand. Mourners and congregation, magnified and sanctified be his great name in the world, which he hath created according to his will. May he establish his kingdom in your lifetime and in your days, and in the lifetime of all the house of Israel, speedily at a near time, and say ye, Amen. Let his great name be blessed forever and ever. Blessed, praised, and glorified, exalted, extolled, and honored, adored, and lauded be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be he, beyond all blessings, hymns, praises, and songs which are uttered in the world, and say ye, Amen. Amen. May there be abundant peace from heaven and life for us and for all Israel, and say ye, Amen. May he who make peace in his high places make peace for us and for all Israel, and say ye, Amen. Amen. Congregation, be seated. Song. Shema benediction. Reader and congregation, blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who at thy word bringest on the evening. With wisdom open the gates, and with understanding change the times, and vary the seasons, and order the stars and their watches in the firmament according to thy will. Thou create day and night. Thou roll away the light from before the darkness, and the darkness before the light. Thou make the day to pass into the night to approach, and divide the day from the night. The Lord of hosts is thy name, O God, living and enduring to continually, who will reign over us forever and ever. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who bringest on the evening. With everlasting love hast thou loved the house of Israel, thy people, a law and commandments, statutes and judgments hast thou taught us. Therefore, O Lord, when we lie down, when we rise up, we will meditate on thy statutes, and we will rejoice in the words of thy law, and in thy commandments forever and ever. For they are our life, and the length of our days, and on them we will meditate day and night. And mayest thou never take thy love away from us. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who love thy people Israel. Shema. Reader, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad Echad Eloheinu, Gadol Adonaiu, Kadosh Shemo. Reader and congregation, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. One is our God, great is our Lord, holy is his name. Reader, blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Reader, and it shall come to pass, if ye will hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give the rain of your land in its season, and thou may gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. All right. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou may eat and be satisfied. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye not turn, and ye turn aside, and serve, do not serve other gods, and do not worship them. And the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, and there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when thou sit in thine house, and when thou walk by the way, and when thou layest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children, in the land which the Lord has sworn to your fathers to give them, as the days of the heavens upon the earth. Amen. Amen. The ark is opened. Congregation, stand. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. Song. Shema Israel. The ark is closed. Congregation, be seated. Responsive reading. Reader, true and faithful is all of this, and it is established with us that he is the Lord our God, and there is none beside him, and that we, Israel, are his people. Congregation, it is he who redeemed us from the hand of kings. He is our king who delivered us from the hand of all the terrible ones. Reader, the God who on our behalf dealt retribution to all our adversaries and requited all the enemies of our soul. Congregation, who do great things past finding out, and marvelous things without number. Reader, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the mighty ones? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Congregation, thy children beheld thy sovereign power as thou didst cleave the sea before Moses. They exclaimed, this is my God, and said, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Reader, and it is said, for the Lord had delivered Jacob and redeemed him from the hand that was stronger than he. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who has redeemed Israel. Reader and congregation, cause us, O Lord God, to lie down at peace, and raise us up, O our King, unto life, and spread over us the canopy of thy peace. Direct us with thy counsel, and save us for the sake of thy name. On the eve of the Sabbath, add the following. Reader, and the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, as an everlasting covenant between me and the children of Israel. It is a sign forever, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he ceased from work and rested. For on this day shall atonement be made for you, to cleanse you from all your sins. Before the Lord shall ye be clean. Song. The ark is opened. Congregation, stand. Reader, eternal God, open thou my lips, that my mouth may declare thy praise. Amida, standing prayer, read silently. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, who bestowest love and kindness, who remember the good deeds of our forefathers, and who will bring a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of thy name. Remember us to life, O King, inscribe us in the book of life for thy sake. O ever-living God, blessed art thou, O Lord, shield of Abraham. Thou art mighty forever. Thou revivest the dead. Thou art powerful to save. Thou sustainest the living, supportest the falling, heals the sick, set the captives free, and keep the faith with those who sleep in the dust. Who is like thee, O Lord our God? Thou art holy, and thy name is holy, and holy beings praise thee daily, for there is no God but thee. Thou, Lord our God, hast graciously given us this day of atonement, wherein our iniquities are to be pardoned and forgiven, a holy festival in remembrance of the Exodus from Egypt. our God and God of our fathers, pardon our iniquities on this day of atonement. Blot out and remove our transgressions and sins from thy sight, as it is said, I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. On this day shall atonement be made to cleanse you from all your sins, shall you be clean before the Lord. O Lord our God, inscribe thy people of the covenant for a happy life. Grant abundant peace to Israel, thy people, forever, for thou art the King and Lord of peace. May we and all Israel, thy people, be remembered and inscribed before thee in the book of life for prosperity, for blessing, and for peace. Blessed art thou, O Lord, the author of peace. Reader, amen. Amen. The ark is closed. Congregation, be seated. Song, scripture, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 26 through 32. Reader opens the ark after scripture. Congregation stand. Song, during song, reader inquires to close the ark, then the Holy of Holies. Congregation, be seated. Sermon, song, the Mizpah. Morning service for Yom Kippur, weekday. Reader inquires to open the Holy of Holies, then the ark, congregation stand. Reader inquires to return to their podiums. Reader, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and shall make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, and thy light shall we see. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Anthem, I love thy church, O God. Prayer. Almighty God, we have come into thy sanctuary to commune with thee. Be thou our strength, our hope, our guide. Give purpose to our work, meaning to our struggle, and direction to our striving. Cause us to understand that only through human betterment, true fellowship, and deeds of kindness can we feel thy presence. May this day of atonement bring peace to our hearts and strengthen our desire to live in peace with all our fellow men. Amen. Amen. Song, one thing have I desired of the Lord. The ark is closed. Congregation, be seated. Scripture, Psalm 51. Reader opens the ark after scripture. Congregation, stand. Song, have mercy upon me. The ark is closed. Congregation, be seated. Shema benediction. Reader, God, the Lord over all works, blessed is he. Yeah, blessed by the mouth of everything that has breath. His greatness and goodness fill the universe. Knowledge and understanding surround him. The luminaries are good, which our God has created. He formed them with knowledge, understanding, and discernment. He gave them might and power to rule in the midst of the world. They are full of luster. They radiate brightness. Beautiful is their luster over all the world. They rejoice in their going forth and are glad in their coming in, performing with awe the will of their master. Thou givest light and mercy to the earth and to them that dwell thereon, and in thy goodness renewest the creation every day continually. How great are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy possessions. O King, thou alone hast been exalted in your praised, glorified, and extolled from days of old. O everlasting God, in thy abundant mercies have mercy upon us, rock of our stronghold, shield of our salvation, O thou stronghold around us. The blessed God, who is great in knowledge, has designed and made the radiance of the sun, the benefit one, has brought glory unto his name. He has set luminaries around about his strength. Chiefs of holy hosts continually declare the high praises of the Almighty, the glory of God and his holiness. Be thou blessed, O Lord our God, for the excellency of thy handiwork and for the bright luminaries which thou hast made. They shall glorify thee. Be thou blessed, O our rock, our King and Redeemer, creator of holy beings. Praised be thy name forever, O our King, creator of ministering angels, who stand in the heights of the universe and together proclaim with awe aloud the words of the living God and everlasting King. All of them are beloved, all of them are pure, all of them are mighty, and all of them are amazing and awe. Do the will of their master. All of them open their mouths in holiness and purity with song and psalm, and bless and praise, glorify and reverence, sanctify and ascribe sovereignty to the name of God, the great, mighty, and awful and amazing King. Holy is he, and they all take upon themselves the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, one from the other, and they give leave one unto the other to declare the holiness of their Creator, and tranquil spirit with pure speech and holy melody. They all respond in unison and exclaim with awe, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Song, Shema. Reader, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Echad Eloheinu, Gadol Adonaiu, Kadosh Shemo. Reader and congregation, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. One is our God. Great is our Lord. Holy is his name. Reader, blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Reader, and it shall come to pass, if ye will hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give thee rain of your land in its season, and thou may gather in the corn and the wine and thy oil, and I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou may eat and be satisfied. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and do not serve other gods or worship them, and the Lord's wrath be not kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, and there be no rain, and that the land yield not fruit, and ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord has given you. Therefore you shall lay up these words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them up for a sign. Yes, bind them up for a sign. Yes, upon your hand. All right, so there you have it, y'all. That's the continuing of the prayer book. All right, it talks about Yom Kippur and the Day of Atonement. You know, Rosh Hashanah, the new year, things of that nature, you know. So I just wanted to touch base on that. You know, it's really good to read these songs and hymns and to praise him, give him all the glory and praise. You know, we got a lot going on in our daily lives, but you should never stop praising the Lord, because he gets us through. He gives us all the strength. He wakes us up daily. So got to always be grateful to have another chance. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and just go from there, right? So here we go. Yes, amen, hallelujah. He is the Adam, the Advocate, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King eternal, the King of Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the King of kings. Amen. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Yahweh, Ahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim. Yes, the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless. Yes, the consuming fire, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah. Yes, amen. He is the Messiah. Yes, he is the mighty God. Yes, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the messianic, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the way. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, the word of life, the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, he is the bread. He is the branch. He is the vine. He is all of that. Amen. The name above all names, the sustainer. Yes, yes. Yes, we touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Amen. Yes, in the authority and the power in the name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed, restored, healed. You are blessed, you are favored, you are loved, you are redeemed. Yes, he is protecting you, he is loving you, he is comforting you, he is getting you through, he is seeing you through. Hallelujah, the author and finisher of your faith. Yes, the author and finisher of our faith. Stories are still being written on our lives, amen. There's more chapters in our lives, amen. Yes. All praise to him and glory to him forever. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. Just wanted to close that out and just go from there. Okay. So that's that. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, you start your life for the Most High. I pray that you repent and have new beginnings. I pray that you become a new creature in Christ and that you are born again. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.